SBS Radio.
My name is Udi Mir. I'm 28 years old. I live in Tel Aviv, Jaffa, and I'm a documentary filmmaker.
What other documentaries did you make so far?
Our previous documentary, I'm working together with my partner, Sagi Bornstein, and our previous documentary was Uploading Holocaust. It was a documentary about Israeli teenagers going to Poland to visit the concentration camps, and we made it entirely out of the videos that they shot and uploaded to YouTube. So it was a documentary made entirely of YouTube.
This is quite an incredible concept. I'm going to ask you about your latest documentary, Madame Prime Minister, and we're talking about Golda Meir. She was the Prime Minister in Israel for 5 years, and the most critical years of Israel. You had the war of attrition, the 73 Yom Kippur War, and also the international terror, the Munich terrorism attack on the Israeli athletes. Can you please tell us about the process of making Madame Prime Minister?
Yes, it was a long and very interesting process. We've been working almost 2 years. It started with a very long archival footage research. There is not much footage from that time because in Israel, in the early 70s, television has just started broadcasting. But we went through a lot of archives abroad and everything that is available in Israel. And although we started the project with, I would say, not a lot of attraction for this character, for Golda Meir, because she has quite a gray image in Israel and quite a negative one, getting to know her through her speaking was very interesting and changed a lot of what we plan to do in the film. We try to give her as much room as we can. Although she's not a very good speaker in Hebrew, she has quite a broken Hebrew, the things she says are very interesting, and she has a healthy sense of humor, a kind of Eastern European Jewish sense of humor. And we try to give her as much room as we could. And in contrast to that, we interviewed people who are for her and people who are against her. In Israel, it's quite divided. It's one or the other. So we interviewed people from both sides to try and help the viewer determine at the end of the day, how did she perform as prime minister and what can we learn from that about Israel in that time.
We're talking to Udi Mir, the director and producer of Madame Prime Minister, a documentary about Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir in the 70s. She was a prime minister for 5 years. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Udi, I found the process of making this documentary very interesting because you're really dependent on all footage and black and white mainly. There was no Israeli television, was not really well developed in the early 70s when she was the prime minister. And you interviewed people for and against her. What did you find out from in the process?
So it's, as always in Israel, there's never, and anywhere I guess, but especially in Israel, there's never one opinion. And it was sometimes even very hard to sort of decide for ourselves what is the narrative that we want to tell, because every one of these historical occasions during her time, the war of attrition and peace offers and then the 73 war and a lot of other struggles that we are dealing with in the film, all of these can be drawn in completely different ways by different interviewees. Some would credit Golda for saving us and some would credit Golda for destroying the country. So it goes as far as you can imagine. To some of those who knew her, she is a complete idol, and to the others, she is the worst of the worst. So nobody stays indifferent to her. That made it very interesting to edit the film, because we could, first of all, confront these two sides from the interviews, and because we had to decide for ourselves and help the viewer, offer the viewer our final narrative, which is always an interesting part of editing a film.
Udi, what I found interesting is that you're 28 years old. You're the young generation. You don't really lived or know much about, I mean, you only know what history, whatever you learned at school and what you heard from your parents or grandparents about the founding fathers and mothers of the state of Israel. I'm talking about 48 and the leadership then till the 70s and 80s, till the country really changed. So from your perspective as young generation, it was, I think, amazing to delve into the past.
Surely. I have a lot of questions about Israel today, and I deal a lot with Israel today, and our previous film was also related to politics, not to governmental politics, but to political issues. And I think that we tend to sort of stay within our circle, the circle of our time and what we know from recent years. And it was fascinating to go back and look at these years, especially because, again, these are very critical years. Israel is at a point where it has just turned from something very specific that it was in the first 25 years or the first 20 years before the 1967 war into something completely different after this war. And these are the crucial years where Israeli society is reshaping, new identities emerge and start fighting. New groups are starting to fight for their rights who previously were just part of a kind of general Jewish-Israeli identity. So it's starting to section up into different groups. And of course, mainly there is the question of peace and the question of the occupied territories, which are at the center of attention at these during these years. And it was a crucial turning point where Israel could have gone one way or another. It went the way that we eventually know, but it was very interesting to dive into these years and to understand why and how people saw things. You know, for example, when we were talking about the occupied territories, for me, when I say the territories or when I speak about the Palestinians, I know exactly what I'm imagining or how the West Bank looks today. And one example is Hebron, which is the most violent, maybe, and most tense place that I've ever seen, and definitely in the West Bank. And to see that it's in the early 1970s, when Golda is prime minister and the question of Jewish settlements in Hebron starts to rise, see how Hebron looks at the time, and to understand that all of these processes that we now live in are just starting and are just shaping was very interesting to see how it was back then.
You're right, because nobody was talking then about two-state solution even. That was really radical idea, two-state solution in the 70s. Nobody was thinking about it.
Yeah, and for Golda and the rest of the ruling Maarach party, it was the viable option was what they called the Jordanian option, so to give back everything, to give back the West Bank to Jordan, which today to us looks quite absurd, but it was very interesting to go into their mindset and understand why they thought how they thought. And for them, it was one long conflict starting even before the establishment of Israel. And there was not really a big difference between Palestinians and Egyptians, for example, although in reality there clearly was. But I can understand that from their point of view, it was very hard to see.
Udinir, I'm sure our listeners would be very interested to see Madame Prime Minister about Golda Meir. And thank you so much, and I wish you good luck.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.